Nigeria. Now, let's spend the next few minutes talking about women's underwear, because lingerie company Triumph, who currently employ 118 workers in its Swindon warehouse, are about to begin outsourcing the job of shifting millions of bras around the country to a separate company. So what is that going to mean for Triumph and the workers here in Swindon? Well, let's ask Perminder Mondaire from Triumph and Tony Gunn, who's the managing director in Europe for Menlo, the logistics company who are now going to be in charge of distributing the lingerie. Perminder, welcome to the programme. Thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon. Hi.
So, just tell us first of all about the work that that Triumph do in Swindon. What exactly is it that you make and store up and distribute from the warehouses?
Well, essentially, the Swindon site is concentrated on sales and marketing and customer services. And obviously, we have our distribution centre, which deals with all of the dispatch and the logistics of supplying the goods to our end trade customers.
So this is effectively getting bras and knickers from the manufacturing base to the shops.
Essentially, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Great, and that's a job which currently is done by 118 people here in Swindon.
In our distribution centre, that's correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So so you're now going to be outsourcing that job. What does that mean?
Well, essentially, that means we looked at several options to ensure that the company would remain competitive in the UK. And what we wanted to do is to bring in an expert in this field, someone that has got worldwide experience of logistics and could really improve the efficiencies and ensure that we would provide job security for all those 118 roles for the foreseeable future, which is hence why we've partnered up with Menlo.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, that you know, we hear about efficiencies at the moment, don't we? We hear politicians talking about efficiencies, and it means job cuts usually. But in this case, the point is that you're effectively going to find more work for those warehouse staff to do.
Yes, it is. It's very much a positive spin. It's about talking about growth, talking about bringing in other businesses into the Swindon warehouse to increase the workflow, to ensure that we do remain, that we can... ensure that the employees do have some job security going forward. So it's a really positive sign for Swindon. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, without trying to be negative about it, is it a sign that business is a little slower than you'd like it to be? We hear about this, you know, this VAT hike, which one would assume will affect companies like yours. Is that part of this, just making sure that you're in the best position you can be?
Yeah, I mean, essentially it goes back to, I mean, we're no different from any other business, really. It's been a difficult climate for most people, and Triumph have been affected by sort of the global recession and also general downturn in customer demand. And it's just sort of these knock-on effects that has, you know, has put us in this situation where we did have to look at the options of the business in the UK and really, you know, trying to be proactive and looking forward to ensure that we remain in the Swindon base and, you know, we can do the best for all of our employees.
OK, well, let's talk to Menlo. Let's talk to their Managing Director in Europe, Tony Gunn. Hello, Tony.
Good evening. And could I just be the first Scotsman to congratulate England and qualifying
for... Oh, that's a nice feeling. Keep it coming, Tony. Keep it coming. We can see how you got to be manager of Europe. Talk to me a little bit about what you're going to be doing. And first of all, obviously, what the staff of the warehouse are going to want to know is, are all of them going to keep their jobs?
Yeah, I mean, basically, if we look at the progress that Triumph and Menlo have made over the last 6 months, both companies are absolutely committed to the Swindon area. And from a Menlo perspective, we're looking to not only secure jobs, but hopefully bring additional jobs to the Swindon area. And I think if you look at the news over the last... Swindon area with other companies deciding to move to this area and expand. I think it's great news for the Swindon area based on some of the difficult news that people are hearing around the country.
Okay, so we know that what Triumph specialise in is underwear, and what you specialise in is logistics, is moving things around. So in this case, you'll take on the underwear movement, but you could be bringing other products into the same warehouse, could you, and moving those around as well. And that's how you'll get more productivity out of the place.
Definitely. I think if you look at Menlo in Europe over the last 18 months, we've grown double-digit figures. We've opened new sites up in the Netherlands, Belgium, and hopefully Italy by the end of the year. And we're looking to bring new customers to the Swindon site. And when you talk about improving productivity and driving at waste within the operations, we want to make sure that we can leverage that site and use the experienced people. And I mean, There's great people at work there. We've met them, and we can use those people to bring additional business in and possibly bring new employees into that site as well.
Okay,
and
so
I think one of the things that's really important here, and the reasons why Triumph picked Menlo, is our cultures are very, very similar, and we're very people orientated, and we actually reward people for integrity and trust. So those two cultures are very close together, and I'm sure the Swindon area will benefit largely from this partnership.
Would the World Cup have been on in a warehouse that Menlo was running this afternoon?
Well, it's the 1st of July we take over these employees, but I can assure you in some of our sites around Europe there has been people that have had the ability to watch their local teams. I think that's important as well.
If we make it to the final, then they'll be, well, I suppose well, we need to ask Perminda that. Perminda, what about Triumph? If we make it to the final, will the factory be watching the or the warehouse be watching the final?
I think we certainly will be.
Yeah, well, that's good news. Well, I know I will be.
The country will be.
Yeah, quite right. So without asking you to pluck a number out of the air, Tony, if you can't, but you've looked at the facilities that are there. You know what you want to do with it. 118 people working there at the moment. Do you know how much that workforce might expand over the next year?
Well, I think that's very difficult to say at this point in time, to be honest. I think the initial objective is to make sure we secure jobs, we bring business in, and that number grows. And we give people the opportunity, not just job security, but the ability to grow within their own career prospects as well. And I think if we can do that over the next 12, 18 months, it will be hugely positive for the Swindon area.
OK, Tony, thank you very much. Good to talk to you. Tony Gunn, the Managing Director in Europe for Menlo, and Perminda Mondaire as well. Thank you to her from Triumph, joining us to tell us a little bit about that story. It's all about repositioning yourself in tough times. Now, 22 minutes after 5.